to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Turtle Bay's 23rd Annual Spring Plant Sale is April 3rd and April 4th. Our ever-popular heirloom vegetables are a main feature of this spring plant sale, and they sell out fast. Turtle Bay members have their very own pre-sale on Friday, April 3rd. The public sale is on Saturday, April 4th. Turtle Bay members will get a 30% discount, and non-members get 20%. Plus, you can get free gardening advice throughout the day from our Arboretum and Botanical Garden staff and volunteers. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right.
Hey, ciao, Paisan. This is Lou White, but you can call me Luigi. Don't miss the Festa Italiana this year, March 14th. Great food, pretty good comedian, and music and dancing with my band, the Lou White Band. Party like an Italian. That's Saturday, March 14th, Pucero Hall, Shasta District Fairgrounds. Call my wife, Kathleen, or call me, 359-2078.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding. Welcome to Positively Healthy. This being the second Saturday of the month, we hear from Dr. Todd Royce, and we have an encore presentation from Dr. Todd this morning. So the topic today, scoliosis and more. Enjoy this encore presentation now on AM 1460 KCNR.
Good morning. Welcome to Positively Healthy, the second Saturday edition with Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. What an amazingly beautiful day it is outside, and my family and I probably should have been outside playing like our soccer match last night that we had an epic battle. But this morning was mostly spent with my 13-year-old son, Skyler, playing hide-and-seek in the house with our puppy, which she loves. Anyway, today's topic is scoliosis. We're talking about the detection, correction when possible, stabilization, and care support of scoliosis. So a lot of people know what scoliosis is. Scoliosis, by sort of an orthopedic definition, is 10 degrees or more of sideways curvature of the spine. And I agree with that definition, except that the one thing to differentiate is, and we'll talk a little bit more about this, is sometimes there's something called a pseudoscoliosis, which means as we're sitting here, if we are to tilt our upper back to the right or just shift it with keeping our shoulders level, if we tilt it, like Savannah's doing right now, if we were to tilt it just like that, then if we took an x-ray of that, it would look like a scoliosis. And most radiologists and authors and people who care for the spine would look at that as a scoliosis, but all we'd have to do is straighten them up and it would be fixed. So in any case, that's not a scoliosis, so we're not talking about that. A scoliosis, by definition, means that there is some tilting and some rotation of the spine that is causing damage and ultimately deformity to the spine. So more about that in a moment. But what are the risks of scoliosis? Number one is respiratory failure or failure to thrive if it's a significant curve. Cardiovascular disease is associated with it. Digestive issues. A lot of, especially kids, find that they don't process their foods as well because of mechanical pressure and because the nerves don't work as well with that. Self-image can be a major issue because of appearance. Pain. Some authors have said there isn't a pain associated with that, but studies recently have confirmed that people who are in scoliosis, especially significant curvatures, are in pain. They're athletically challenged. Even though there's some superstar athletes with scoliosis, if it can be stabilized and corrected, they're even better athletes without it. Also, underlying pathology, that's one of the things we as scoliosis experts have to differentiate, is are there underlying causes that are causing it that need to be dealt with medically or otherwise? It's a very, very important thing to know that. But again, one thing in common in a true scoliosis is deformity. And so I don't mean like a deformity from the outside looking in, though that's often one thing, but I'm talking about the bones themselves. If we look at a stack of 24 vertebra, if we're looking from the front, they should all be square-shaped from the front. But what we find in scoliosis, in a true scoliosis, is that as someone is bent to the side, it's sometimes a chicken or the egg thing, that when they bend sideways, the bones start to deform into a wedge shape. So in other words, if they bend to the right side of one or more bones will be shorter vertically than the left side. So it's chicken and the egg because we don't necessarily know. Sometimes the posture, the tilting will cause the deformity. Sometimes the deformity will cause the tilting. But one thing we do know for sure is if that deformity is left, then the posture will worsen the bone deformity, and then the bone deformity will worsen the posture, and it's a vicious circle, because both make the other worse. And so that's one of the reasons why it's so important to detect that early. So I'm a strong believer, because of this, that all physicians, all healthcare workers should work together. One of the challenges is this guy said this and this guy said that, and I just think we all have our own expertise and we should work together. Gosh, it's already almost time for a break, but we're going to talk it when I come back. Scoliosis is classified by age of onset: infantile, which is age under 3, juvenile, which is age 3 to puberty, adolescent, which is puberty to age 18. That's 80% of diagnoses are at that stage. Also, 80% of incidents are at the adolescent stage. And then adult new onset scoliosis, which is for a variety of reasons that we'll get into at the end of the program. So it is time for a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the age of onset and what we do at different stages of that. Again, you're with Dr. Todd Royce. You are on KCNR 1460. If you have a question, call us at 605-4567. Be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9
on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like Destination North State, high school football, and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It will be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
This is an encore presentation of Positively Healthy.
Welcome back. You're on Positively Healthy Radio on KCNR 1460. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. But increasingly, I'm becoming a national chiropractor. We're having people from all over come for our work, and I'm excited to do that because we specialize in scoliosis, which is our subject today. And so we're now starting to talk about infantile scoliosis. We talked about the age of onset of scoliosis. And again, if you have a question, it's 605-4567. And before I get too much further into this, every parent or grandparent or someone who knows a parent, please screen your own children for scoliosis. I recently spoke to a group of school nurses. We're trying to get that back into schools. Most schools are not screening for scoliosis now. They do vision screening fantastically, but they're underfunded. Please screen your own children, and it's easy. Go to YouTube, my Todd Royce channel, R-O-Y-S-E, Todd Royce. There's a short video in there that explains how in 2 minutes or less you can screen your own children for scoliosis. You can save a lot of difficulty. So please view that and do it now. It will take you 2 minutes. So infantile scoliosis usually begins in the first 6 months of life. Most of them resolve spontaneously, but if they don't, it can be a very disabling condition. As providers, we need to exclude congenital, like muscular or neurological conditions. That's an important thing. Treatments with these children is adjustments, certainly significant observation, special type of bracing, which I'll get into in a little bit, and in rare cases, surgery. Surgeons do not like to do scoliosis surgery on infants for a lot of reason, but sometimes it's necessary. I had a case, about 12 years ago. I've been in practice 17 years, but about 12 years ago, a young lady came in, I'll call Hope, and she had an MRI because she had a very significant scoliosis, or pediatrician ordered the MRI. And interestingly, the main finding on the MRI was not just her curvature, but she had a kidney failure to thrive. One kidney was normal size. The other was literally about the size of a raisin. Well, thank God we were able to reduce that scoliosis, because what it did is it cut off the nerve supply to that kidney that stunted the kidney from growing. So as we adjusted that and gave her proper care for her scoliosis, the scoliosis straightened, but praise God, her kidney grew to normal size. I still see her walking around all the time, and boy, it's a beautiful thing to see her healthy and walking around. It just does something to you. So the next stage is juvenile scoliosis, which has a very high risk of progression if it's diagnosed between age 3 and puberty. They almost never resolve spontaneously. Some of them go on to require surgery. And treatment to avoid that, if possible, includes specific adjusting postural management with exercises, a special type of brace that I'll talk about again in a moment, and then occasionally surgery. I had a family who came in at the beginning of the summer. They had a girl who, one is 8, one is 10, and one is now 13. And it was interesting because we know that scoliosis has a congenital component. They all had the beginnings of scoliosis, and the youngest one was the smallest curve, the middle one was the medium, and the older one was the most significant curve. And it was clear in this family that the parents didn't know what to do about it. They couldn't even tell it was existing because it was too small in the beginning. But so the oldest one has the worst prognosis for correction because her curve, she grew with the curve in there. The longer we let this grow, the more bony deformity is in there. And that means once there's bone deformity, they're stuck that way, especially if they continue growing that way. If the spine is totally fused by that time and fully grown, then we can't encourage new growth with straightening the spine. That's a real toughie. So the oldest one, I'll call Summer, hers was stuck that way, and all we do is support it now. It can't really be corrected. The middle one we're working hard to correct, and the young one, we just have to do some simple, easy straightening exercises and some adjustments, and not really bracing, but fulcrums at home. But it's a really interesting thing because, again, the earlier you catch it, the better. So parents, again, please screen your children. Go see my video on YouTube. So the one we see most, the scoliosis where it appears most commonly and where it's most commonly diagnosed, is adolescent scoliosis, which, again, is puberty to maturation, which is usually around 18 years old. This is where 80% of the curvatures are diagnosed. And it's usually rapidly progressing, and that's due to the growth spurt. What happens is during the growth spurt in puberty or just past puberty up to age 18, again, if there's a deformity, a wedge deformity in the bone, what will happen is the spine will grow that way. And so the patient is stuck that way. The child is stuck in that deformity. So the more they grow that way, the curve usually progresses. So the goal during that time is to catch it as early as possible. It's like catching a cancer growth. We want that as soon as possible. So what we do is we support the spine. So if someone's mid-back is bent to the right, what we do is specific correction to bend it to the left to straighten that out. And if we can hold that correction through the right adjustments, through exercises, through home fulcruming, and a special type of brace, which I'll talk about in a second, if we can hold the spine that way, then they still have growth and they can grow straight. I cannot express enough how important that is. And if you've heard of bracing before, which is one of the very traditional medical treatments, there's something called a Boston brace, which is a brand name, and it's where they just brace the patient right where they are. So if someone has that classic bend to the right, so their rib cage kind of bends to the right in the middle, so the brace will hold them there, and the only goal of that brace is to stop the patient from getting worse, and that's certainly useful to stop them from getting worse. But a colleague of mine that I work with regularly, he's from Australia, his name's Dr. Jeb McAveeny with ScoliCare. His practice is completely dedicated to scoliosis, and I've been to his conferences. He has some amazing work that's published in the New England Journal of Medicine and in the Spine Journal. His type of bracing will take someone who's bent to the right, and it will we do a corrective adjustment in exercise and posture to where we put their spine in the mirror image of that. So we bend them to the left, and then we put a brace in that. So they wear the brace consistently, and what happens is they can actually straighten out the curve in many cases. It's a very sophisticated method. This is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. All you gamers out there will really appreciate this because we use still photographs, but we also use the Kinect device, the thing that it's like a 3D CAD cam thing where it's straight from the video game. Is that PS4? I can't remember. All my gamer people are going to laugh at me. My sons are listening. They're going to laugh at me right now. They always do. But what we do is we use that 3D kind of CAD cam image to develop a brace that's specifically fit for that person to hold them in the opposite angle. The New England Journal of Medicine, where this study first came out on this exact brace, they had to stop the study. The review board for the study stopped the study because it was so effective they could not withhold the procedure from the control group. The Spine Journal found that it's 72% successful in reversing the curvature. It's powerful, powerful stuff. I'm very privileged. I'm not smart enough to figure that stuff out, but Dr. Jeb McAveeny is, and I'm very glad to be able to use it. So we're already ready for a brace. We're going to tell a break. That was not a pun intended type of a thing. We're ready for a break again. So when we come back, we're going to talk about another story about adolescent scoliosis and what the treatments are for that. You're watching Free Fire Media. You're not actually watching that, but you're watching KCNR 1460, which is the home of Free Fire Media. If you want to speak or have any questions for me, the number here is 605-4567. If you would like a consult with me in my office about scoliosis or any chiropractic condition, call my office. Actually, Belinda's there right now at 243-0889. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Direct from Broadway, Sister Act, the hilarious 5-time Tony-nominated musical smash, is coming to Reading. And we're going to be there, right, Molly?
Yes, Linda, we will be there, as well as the preset VIP dinner. You can come, too, by going to ReadingCivic.com for all your tickets to the show and the meet-and-greet VIP dinner. That's March 25th, ReadingCivic.com.
How fun!
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Radio. And you've joined Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. And we're talking today about scoliosis. And lest I forget, please, parents, screen your own children. If you're just joining us, screen your own children for scoliosis. I was, again, spoke to school nurses about scoliosis at their meeting last month, and it's underfunded. They are not able to screen our children. They actually dropped the program because what they found is that screening in 7th or 8th grade was too late, so they were unable. They just didn't have funding to screen kids earlier, which seems like the logical conclusion. We as parents have to take responsibility for our own children's health. I have 4 boys, and I get it. We are busy people. That's why I've made this video on YouTube. My channel is Todd Royce, R-O-Y-S-E. It's uploaded to there. I just uploaded it this morning, even though I've had it for a while. Technology and I don't always mix super well. But you can watch it online. It'll take you 2 minutes to screen your children to see if they're at risk for scoliosis. The earlier we catch it, the better. So we're talking about juvenile scoliosis, the most common type of scoliosis. And I told a story about 3 young ladies, all of whom are sisters, and one we caught early enough to fix, one we're kind of middle stage, we're going to be able to improve it some, and the oldest one we're just going to try to support. There's a lot of challenges with scoliosis. So we're talking about management, and we mentioned bracing, how important the specific type of scoli brace that we use can be very powerful in management. I have a young man who's 15 who just came into me this week, and it looks like he's probably going to need a brace. I'll call him Mark. Names change to protect the innocent. He came to me about a year ago, and his mom brought me in. His dad lives out of the state. And his mom brought him in, and he had about a 20-degree curve. Actually, not about. He had a 20-degree curvature in his spine, which is pretty significant. Once it gets to be 20 degrees, there's a formula that we use that rates how progressive the curve is. And it turns out that over 20 degrees is very, very progressive. And they were busy in other things, and they opted for another type of care than what we did. Well, they came back this week, and we looked at a new set of x-rays taken by Dr. Stephen Hecht at Advanced Imaging, who is just excellent at what he does. And the curve had progressed in just over a year to over 40 degrees. And so it was urgent at that point. We've been through a whirlwind this week. I sent him back to his pediatrician just to evaluate. The pediatrician suggested something else. We have a very significant type of care to stabilize this, a very specialized type of care, because we want to do everything we possibly can. And I don't have any axe to grind that chiropractor does this, but an MD does this. I really believe doctors should work together for the best of the patient. And so I sent Mark, almost used his other name, I sent Mark to another doc that I work with in town, Dr. Mark Pierce. He's over at Hilltop Medical. He and Mike Geordie over there, I want to give a shout out to them, because those guys have the heart to really, really make a difference. All they care about is people getting better. And in fact, his wife will be on her radio show right after mine. He teaches yoga. He's into overall health. They're not just trying to get drugs into people. That's amazing. So he's helping me get an MRI and a CT study, because we're making sure there's not an underlying disease that's causing this. That's one of the most important things to make sure of this before we start rehabilitation work, or we've begun the rehabilitation, but we want to make sure we don't need medical co-management. So in any case, we want to work for the patient and make them better. So we've already started our rehab.
where we have them lying on special fulcrums and strengthening, doing muscle work, specific adjustments, while we work medically to make sure that there's not other issues, which can be extremely important. And so what we're doing is, again, the goal is once it's gone to 40 degrees, the challenge is that it's almost like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, that it's hard to stabilize because it's already leaned that way and gravity is now working against us. So because he's now 15, most of his growth has been done. We look at a certain on their hip bones called their iliac crest. There's a sign called a riser sign that tells us how much progress toward growth they have. He's got a little bit of precious growth left. So what that means is if we can hold him and keep him straight long enough that the little bit of growth he has left can grow the bones into straight or straighter so that we can keep that stable. So we're trying to do everything we can to keep to avoid surgery. Surgeons don't like to do scoliosis surgery. When they have to, they do. And we send them to experts to do that. And I'm super thankful that that's there, because what happens in many of these cases is if it gets past a certain point, there's so much mechanical leverage. Now, what a surgeon has to do for that is they have to get the spine as straight as possible, and then they insert rods either through, well, they're always through the back, but they can go in through the front, or there's an advanced procedure where they can go in through the side in some cases now with minimal scarring, but they have to put metal rods wherever the curvature is involved. Sometimes these people have rods from their second bone in their neck all the way near their head, all the way down to their tailbone. And if that can be avoided, it must be. But sometimes that is necessary, and we've worked with a lot of physicians who do that before, because like a gal, Lorraine, a young lady who's also 15, her curve progressed so quickly that we just recently sent her in for a surgery. So she came into us. She had a very severe curvature. She had been across the country to Pennsylvania for a special type of work there. And they heard about our work here in Reading. It's funny. It's like that story, Acres of Diamonds. If you know that story where the farmer is, he doesn't have enough money. So he flies over to Germany because he goes gold mining over there and, just loses all his everything he had left, loses every penny he has to go gold mining in Germany. And he flies back distraught. So he's in his farm in his yard, if you will, and he's walking along and he trips over something in his yard and he stumbles and he hurts his toe on and he's super mad and he looks what he tripped over and it was this enormous diamond. So it turns out he had acres of diamonds in his farm, not realizing that he was sitting on hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know whether that story is actually true, but I've heard that story, and that's what these folks found, is that they traveled across the country to get care, but they had the care that was more specific and more suitable to her needs right here in Reading. But she did end up needing a surgery, which I'll tell you a little bit more about in a moment, because it is, again, time for a break. If you have any questions, call us at 605-4567. Or if you have a need for a consultation to discuss any of these in my office, it's 243-0889. You've joined Dr. Todd Royce on Positively Healthy Radio.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Come learn how you could be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. Come to the informational meeting Wednesday, March 18th at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall. The grand jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability in our local governments, agencies, and officials. If you can serve 15 to 20 hours a week for a year, are a good listener, able to ask thoughtful questions, and can work as a team with other interesting people, Then come learn more at this informational meeting. You'll be able to ask questions of former grand jurors, a Superior Court judge, and county officials.
I feel I helped do important work representing the public in looking at local governments and agencies.
I met our community leaders and learned so much.
For me, it's important to watch how taxpayers' money is spent.
Come to the informational meeting Wednesday, March 18th at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? See you at the meeting.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Radio with Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. We're talking today about scoliosis. If you have a question for in the studio, please call 605-4567. And again, parents, please go right now to my YouTube channel, Todd Royce, R-O-Y-S-E, and watch a short video on how to screen your own children for scoliosis, one of the most important things that you can do. Screening in schools is nearly non-existent because of underfunding. So we're talking about a young girl, Lorraine, who was sent across the country for a specific type of scoliosis rehab. Found out they weren't able to change it, so she came here, and we did a very specific type of work that can restore a lot of scoliosis. We were able to reduce it a little bit, but just not enough. She ended up needing surgery. So we worked very specifically with her surgeon down in San Diego to try to sometimes the goal for us is to correct the curve. Sometimes that can't happen. Other authors have said, I wouldn't say necessarily authors, but scoliosis care specialists have said, well, it's all put in there by the brain, so we just need to strengthen certain muscles and we need to stretch the spine, and then if we can deprogram the brain, then we can straighten the scoliosis. Unfortunately, that's not usually the case, and others have said between different types of chiropractic or massage therapy or physical therapy work or certain types of medical work, they've thought that scoliosis is totally correctable because it's just a postural thing. Well, in most cases, it's not. The bones often deform into a shape and the ribs deform, and in a lot of cases, it's not correctable without surgery. Well, in Lorraine's case, her name is made up again. In Lorraine's case, that was the case, so we needed to work with the surgeon. Sometimes we're trying to correct it. When that can't happen, we're trying to strengthen and stabilize it to try to reduce the curve as much as possible to help the surgical outcome. And sometimes the only thing we can do is just make the spine more flexible. Surgeons love it when their surgery can be more correctable. So we do the prehab, if you will, to be able to prepare the spine to be more corrected. So that's a great thing. So, you know, a lot of chiropractors are against surgery, and everyone's against surgery when it's not necessary. I watched this gal. She was her affect, if you will, her overall demeanor was pretty sad. She's an amazing young lady, very sharp and just super neat and motivated to do whatever she needed to do. She went from pretty depressed and very concerned about her self-image. Well, she had this surgery, and the surgery is a tough procedure. There's no question. They've got to take 40 to 50 x-rays, two or so of each vertebra. They have to drill screws and rods into the spine to straighten and stabilize the spine, and those are never coming out. There's screws and rods permanently in the spine. That's a tough thing, but I will say she came out of that surgery a different person in a good way. She was very appreciative. The family, it all went very well, and I got to say sometimes that's necessary. So we worked with that surgeon, and my group, Chiropractic Biophysics, we work with a lot of surgeons. Our group fellow doctor, Dr. Jason Yeager in Las Vegas, he kind of pioneered this work. He's been doing chiropractic biophysics for longer than I have. And he pioneered this work with a Dr. Smith, who is a very well-respected surgeon and author, who they work together on a lot of cases. Dr. Yeager will go into the hospital and work in the hospital with the cases. We haven't brought that to Reading yet, but I'm certain that we will as doctors become more and more open to different types of procedures and that everyone has their input into this. Again, the doctors who are all about whatever's best for the patient, we're seeing more and more of that. And so it's exciting. It's a great time to be in spinal health care because we're seeing these fronts where everyone has their two cents, if you will, to offer. And when they get rid of the axe to grind and we say, well, let's just work for the patient, great things happen for that patient. So this Lorraine, her spine is much better. She's much healthier. And now she's moving on with a healthy life. And we just support her care. We did the prehab. Now we're doing the rehab, which is where we just strengthen and stabilize her and helping her muscles grow strong and stabilize it around there. So that is one of the major goals, is do everything we can to be able, sometimes when it's not correctable, we work with other types of physicians. There's some great physicians in town and surgeons, and whatever it takes to get them better. So I find myself, I've covered most of what I wanted to cover. This is pretty exciting. So I get to talk more about what our bracing is and what that is. We talked a little bit earlier about there were review articles in the New England Journal of Medicine about this type of bracing. So how it works and what we're most likely going to do with this young boy, Mark, I was telling you about, is we do enough strengthening exercises. We do x-rays in different positions. This gets pretty complicated mathematically, and I know every doctor tells kids to stay in school. If we all go back to our algebra days and we remember something called the non-commutative property of addition, what that means is that A plus B equals C, but B plus A does not equal C in certain instances. Well, we take specialized x-rays where this, sometimes I geek out too much for you folks, and I apologize for this, but if someone's spine bends to the right and then twists to the left, their spine is in a different position than if they twisted to the left and then bent to the right. So the order is the final position is dependent on the order in which it happens. So what we have to do is we get Dr. Perry and I spend at least an hour with a patient to first we bend, then twist, then we twist, then bend. And sometimes we need 6 to 9 x-rays, and we don't like taking extra x-rays, but it makes a huge difference in their outcome and how we rehabilitate the spine. So we put them in all these different positions to figure out what their rehab is. That's also, if they do need bracing, this very sophisticated bracing, we get them in the best possible position, and then we use CAD imaging in order to see exactly what the patient is going to need and what their rehab looks like. It's the most advanced process in the world for stabilizing and correcting scoliosis. So when we get this brace, they have to wear it very often, sometimes 23 hours a day. They're in this brace, and then they can grow with their spine straighter so they can get a much better outcome. So it's fun stuff. It's exciting. It's extremely stimulating intellectually for us, and be able to help these patients do whatever it takes. So it's time for a break again. When we come back, we're going to talk about adult scoliosis and what we do about that and where that comes from. So if you do have a question for us in here in the studio, it's 605-4567. And if you would like to have questions about your spine or your child's spine or grandchild's spine, or any health condition that you think chiropractic may help, please call 243-0889. We never charge you to sit down and talk about your needs. That's 243-0889. Belinda's there right now. See you in a moment.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of 2 saved by blood transfusions, every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Radio, Second Saturday Edition. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. And we've been talking about scoliosis. And if you do have a question for me to come into the office, it's 243-0889. We'd never charge you to sit down and talk about your needs. And it's just come to my attention here. I want to discuss with you, there's a concern with Riley and Caden. I'm looking at a picture of these beautiful, beautiful young children here. On November 15th, Saturday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. at Logan's Roadhouse, for just $8, Logan's Roadhouse is raising the dough in support of Riley and Caden. Breakfast is 8 to 10 a.m. next Saturday, and it's prepaid tickets only with bacon, eggs, and cinnamon rolls. Riley, age 6, and her brother Caden, age 5, they've recently been diagnosed with a rare disorder called metachromatic leukodystrophy, MLD. It causes a loss of abilities such as walking, hearing, vision, motor skills, memory, eating, etc. Unfortunately, there's no cure for this disease. Donations raised will help with medical expenses and help make their lives more comfortable. Again, you can go show up at Logan's next Saturday, November 15th from 8 to 10 a.m. The price is just $8. That all supports them. So thank you to Logan's for that, and please go support these children. So, again, we're talking about scoliosis. We've talked about the age of onset and what we do at different stages. The thing to know is the earlier you catch it, the better your chance of having a good outcome with that. Because, again, once the bones are misaligned, they grow that way. And the more growth you have with the misaligned, the worse off it is. So we've talked about the different ages that we diagnose it and what we do at different stages between specific adjustments and rehabilitative exercises. And we're actually in the process right now of doing bringing in a trainer to be able to do different strengthening exercises in my office. We're always trying to do the newest best thing, because whatever works, we don't care what you call it. We just want our people getting better. So we talked about, the earlier you get it, the better, the earlier you catch it. So adult scoliosis, in a true sense, there's two types of adult scoliosis. One is where they grew up with it and now they still have it. And there's another condition called adult degenerative de novo scoliosis. De novo means it showed up new as an adult. So degenerative or de novo scoliosis is a condition. It's usually, again, degenerative, much like it is with children. Whenever a bone misaligns in the spine, for whatever reason, you can have a fall, you can be sitting too much at your desk. Whenever there's an impact or anything that causes a bone to misalign in the spine, we call that a subluxation. That subluxation, as it misaligns, it causes a lot of problems in the body. It causes problems with the muscles around there, causes problems with the disc and the bone and the vertebra itself. And most importantly, it causes a problem with the nerve, because the nerves that come out of there, they either get physically pinched, which usually does not cause pain. It just causes problems with the organs that are fed by that nerve. So it can get pinched. It can get irritated chemically. It can get stretched. All these different problems with the nerves, and it weakens the body in there. So that happens when it's a de novo scoliosis that just shows up in an adult. That misalignment can produce more bony deformity. So if you've heard of osteoarthritis or degenerative joint disease or degenerative disc disease, or it's about 70% of arthritis is osteoarthritis, which is it's not necessarily in the spine, but whenever a joint is misaligned, it grinds and wears weird, like if you have a gate hinge that for 30 years on your farm, and it's as long as those hinges aren't bent and you keep them from rusting, they're never going to wear out. But all of a sudden, if a bull jumps up on that gate and bends the gate hinge, then that soon as that hinge is bent, every time you move it, it's going to start wearing out. Well, that's what happens in adult spines. It happens in kids' spines too, but whenever they misalign, it starts to grind and wear out that joint. Well, if it wears out on one side more than another, then you have a scoliosis, because it becomes wedge-shaped and it tilts the spine to the side. I take care of a lot of adults with this de novo scoliosis. It's usually in the low back. So by the time it's degenerated in an adult, we're not looking at correcting this. I have one woman who's been coming to me for about 3 or 4 years, and our focus is we don't fix it. We just support it from getting worse with specific adjustments and exercises, and we're just really controlling the pain. She finds it without coming in regularly. She just can't avoid the pain, and she takes no drugs for this. Fortunately, she could be on Aleve or other anti-inflammatories for the rest of her life, which are very dangerous to be on for that long. She doesn't want that kind of lifestyle, so she chooses a healthy lifestyle of the exercises we show her and regular checkups and adjustments and specific exercises just to stop the pain from happening. And she plays golf. She's almost back to riding horses. She was told by a doc in town never to ride a horse again. And boy, that hurt her, because horseback riding is her whole life. I'm trying to get her to get back on. She's still living in some fear because someone kind of put that fear in her. And I think that people should live their lives. I think they should be out exercising. I think they should be strengthening. I think that if they take the right care of themselves, most people can do some pretty amazing things. So we've been able to just strengthen and stabilize her. Another woman, she has a double curvature. There's a significant right-handed curvature in her mid-back. And that's where her curve started when she was a teenager. And then a compensatory curve, meaning in her lower back, the curve, it generated as a compensation for the mid-back curve. the body is absolutely amazing and can compensate from things. And thank goodness it did, or she'd be like, well, like that old V8 commercial, if you ever saw that, where they didn't have their V8, so they're walking all sideways. They're tilted like 45-degree angle sideways. So that's what she still is pretty bent over, but she would look much worse like that if her body wasn't able to compensate for that. But what, my listeners, what do you think would be better than having a 35-degree curvature in the mid-back, and then as amazing as it is that the body can compensate with a 30-degree curvature in the low back, what would be better than that? Would be catching it early enough so she never has to live with that. So now, with Delaney, I'll call her, this older lady that's been coming into me now for about 4 years, we're just in pain control. She has exercises that make her sore when she does those, but she just knows she's in so much pain if she doesn't do them. And again, we adjust her and we just support her, just take care of her. And so she's in a lot less pain than she would be. She's not totally out of pain. Chiropractic is not a cure-all for every disease you'd ever have, contrary to what some people say about chiropractic. They think they can cure everything. We just want to take awesome care of people that we care about that come in for help from us. So if you're interested in that or have questions, again, call us in the studio at 605-4567. Or Belinda's standing by right now to take your call for a consultation. We never charge you to sit down and talk about your needs in the office. That's 243-0889. We'll see you in just a moment. It's time for a break.
Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading. BDRBA.org.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Radio. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. We're talking today about scoliosis. And it looks like I have time today to actually demonstrate a screening. And for those of you who aren't super tech savvy or don't have internet access, we're going to do a screening. I'm going to just verbalize what I'm doing. But if you do have internet access, it's much easier to go onto my YouTube channel at Todd Royce, R-O-Y-S-E, and just look. I have a very short video in there that shows you how to do it in 2 minutes or less. So in a moment, we're going to do that. But we just finished talking about adult scoliosis. I almost finished anyway. We try to work just to control pain. If it gets that far, it's much better to catch it earlier. So the earlier you catch it, the better, which is why we want to teach you to screen for scoliosis. Surgeons really don't like to do surgery on older folks because their bones are too brittle. So I've worked with a lot of docs in town here to just try to stabilize it and control pain. A lot of the referrals that I get are from MDs in town who don't like to do that. So what I want to do is, now it's time, I'm going to actually walk through a screening. It's actually so simple. Parents, get your kids in the room and do that now if you can, or take notes. And it's so simple. But again, it's easier if you can see it online. But if for whatever reason you're not able to do that, then no problem. So Savannah, come on over if you would. She is our studio engineer, and she's amazing at what she does. So I'm going to actively look at her and tell you what I'm looking at as I do it. So she's going to stand with her back to me. And so you want minimal to no clothing on, so bra strap or whatever, and if you're, you know, or bra, jog bra or whatever you need. If it's your parents, that's no issue. So what you're going to look at is straight from the back. You want the head, the middle of the head. There's a bump in the back of the head just above the hairline in the very back. That should be straight above the spine where you see the bump sticking out of the spine. That's important. You want to look and make sure the shoulders are level. Is one shoulder higher than the other? So you can look, you just kind of squat down and look to see if there's any tilting in the shoulders from side to side. You also want to look if there is any rotation in one direction or the other. So what I mean by that is, I hate to use the Cartesian coordinates, but y-axis rotation. So if you look straight down from the top, are the shoulders twisting to the right or to the left? So you want to look also, do the shoulder blades, the scapula, the angel bones, are they symmetrical from side to side? Is one sticking out more than the other? Is one more higher than the other? Is one protruding and look more rotated than the other? Then you want to look straight down at the hips, one side to the other. We know as the iliac crest, but most people know that as their hips. The hip bones right below the waist. You want to put squat down, put your fingers at the top of both of those, and look, are those at the same level? If they're not at the same level, then you want to see to it that if one is higher than the other, then you're looking for that. You also want to look at hip rotation. So it is one hip in front of the other as you look from the back. If they are, those are signs of scoliosis. They all should be level. Shoulders should be level. The shoulder blade should look level. The head should be straight over the mid-back, and there should be no tilting of the hips or no rotation of the hips. And the last thing you want to do is you want to look. Thank you, Savannah. You're all set. We better make sure the ship is being run here because no one's sailing the ship as I do this. So you can go back. Thank you very much, Savannah. So no one was sailing the ship, and we almost ran into the Brooklyn Bridge. Anyway, if you were listening earlier. So the next thing you want to do is something called Adam's test that when they're able to do scoliosis screening in schools, this is what they do. They put the palms together, and you bend forward, put your hands between the knees, and you look straight along the spine. Like as a parent, you'll squat down and look up and over the ridge of the spine. You want to make sure that there's no humping in the ribs from one side to the other. So if one side of the ribs are sticking out more than the other, that's a sign that the curvature has twisted the spine and that there's a bony deformity forming in there. So all those things are really important. Again, I took me forever to narrate that, but you could literally do that in less than a minute, parents. So again, if any of that was confusing, go to my YouTube channel, Todd Royce, and look at it. It's super simple. We talk about that. If you do catch a sign of scoliosis, find an expert who specializes in the care of scoliosis and especially specializes in children. We do specialize that. I have a lot of advanced training in that in my office. It doesn't have to be me. There's a Dr. Lamb in town who specializes in the spine. But I do think it should be someone who's really trying to prevent surgery. That's really the goal with that. I ran into a patient recently who was told by their pediatrician that these curves usually resolve on their own. And it turned out, it was the case I talked about earlier, that in a year it did not resolve. It went from 20 to over 40 degrees. That was a horrible tragedy. It could have been prevented. So, again, the earlier this is caught and looked at by an expert, the better. If you do find that, you're free to call my office at 243-0889. You can look at us on the web. You can also email me at chirofirst@sbcglobal.net. Again, it's Dr. Todd Royce, R-O-Y-S-E. And I do have a moment to talk about, I do have a flu talk coming up on this Monday, this evening at 5:45 in my downtown Reading office. And we're going to talk about the flu. We're going to talk a little bit about quite a bit actually about the flu shot. For whom is it good? Is it a good idea? Do people get the flu more or less when they get the flu shot? Is it a safe thing to take? For whom is it? Is it unsafe, if anyone? And what are some alternatives? Is it healthy for us, everyone, to be putting this stuff in our body every year? Or are there alternatives to this? Can we do things to support our body without doing that? Also, how realistic is this Ebola scare? Is that similar to the bird flu or the swine flu scare that seemed to kind of go away on its own? How scared should we be about all those things? And most importantly, should we chase every bacteria and virus with chemicals in our bodies? Sort of like germ warfare, like farmers spraying pesticides and herbicides on everything? Or should we try to cultivate health in our body, much like an organic gardener would do? We'll talk about all those things and how is it that we take care of our body and avoid these things naturally. We'll talk about all that at 5:45. Seating is very limited for that. So call now. I think we have just a few seats left. It's 243-0889. They might have been filled up, but you can call today. We have just one moment left. I want to thank you for joining me today. If you have any questions, feel free to call my office at 243-0889. We'll sit and talk about your needs. But I want to thank you for joining me today. Go out and do something healthy today for your body that moves you in the right direction. God bless Reading, God bless America, and God bless you. Have a beautiful day.
You've been listening to an encore presentation of Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce. We hope you enjoyed the topic, learning all about scoliosis this morning. Dr. Maria Salas will be back with another edition of Positively Healthy next Saturday at 10 o'clock here on AM 1460. Remember, you are tuned to KCNR Shasta Redding. We invite you to stay tuned for the news, followed by the Conscious Living Show with Nancy Sutton Pierce and Dr. Mark Pierce.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The battle continues for Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit in Iraq. Iraqi forces launching rockets there against ISIS fighters. Meanwhile, the Kurdish government says it has evidence that the Islamic State terrorist organization used chemical weapons against Peshmerga fighters. A Kurdistan Regional Security Council claims that a January 23rd suicide car bomb attack involved chlorine gas. Sierra Leone's vice president seeking asylum from the United States today, saying he no longer feels safe inside the country after soldiers disarmed the security team at his residence. The United Nations and Australia are preparing a crisis response for the Pacific Island chain nation of Vanuatu, which has taken a blow from Cyclone Pam. Ironically, Vanuatu's President Baldwin Lonsdale was in Japan at the time at a UN conference on reducing disaster risk.
I'm speaking with you today with a heart that is so heavy. I do not really know what impact